Chapter 5. Would I see you again? I woke up full of joy and happiness. I felt unstoppable and ready to crush my meeting with Don Emilio. I was really excited because I was finally meeting with the guy who could invest in my business. But honestly, that was not the main reason for my amazing mood. I could only think about last night with Angie. Don't get me wrong. I knew my business presentation well enough, and I was focused on my goal. In my heart, I was not worried about anything but Angie and when I would get to see her again. Before meeting her, I was so nervous about not closing this deal, but she made me realize that there are more important things in life than a business. If I got to choose only one option between being with her without closing the deal or closing the deal and losing her, I would choose her in a heartbeat. I ran so many scenarios in my head that morning. I thought of the possibilities of asking her to leave with me and her son to a place that no one will know who we were. Or if the deal goes as planned and my business takes off, I could use my share to hire lawyers that could give her total custody of her son, and she could finally divorce him to be with me. Yes, I know it was too soon for me to be thinking of a life with her and the places we could go to start our lives together. It was the first time this had ever happened to me. I used to criticize my brother for calling on the same day after getting a girl's number. Now, here I was, floating in my mind, full of her. Don Juan. When you wake up, I promise to make your reality more beautiful than the fantasy you are dreaming of, and that you will smile more with me than the characters in your dream, which perhaps is a version of me last night that you are holding on to. But wake up and allow me to give you another memory to dream on when I am away from you. Wake up, even if you are dreaming of me, so I can imagine your angelical face after reading my deepest feelings for you. But if you decide to stay asleep, I only wish you dream of me. Angie Hope. Yesterday you made me feel so special, and waking up to your beautiful words this morning makes me feel like the luckiest woman to find you when I needed you the most. Don Juan. When can I see you again? Angie Hope. I don't want to sound too clingy, but I wish I could see you this afternoon. Don Juan. You're thinking of being clingy, and I'm the one who wishes to be with you right now. But this afternoon I have a business meeting with my new assistant to go over the business plan before our meeting with a possible investor tonight. But what about tomorrow? Angie Hope. Yeah. What I'll do is I will change the appointment I have today to fix my nails for tomorrow. That way I can justify leaving the house. I wish you the best today in your meetings. Don Juan. I wish I could cancel the meeting with my assistant, but since she is new and today's the big day, I want to make sure we are on the same page. Angie Hope. Don't worry, I understand. I'll be thinking of you until I see you again. Don Juan. Is it too soon for wanting to run away with you? I am sorry, but you are making me break all the rules. And the way you make me feel, it's like nothing else matters, and I am kind of afraid to push you away for being too intense and telling you my feelings, but I've never felt like this before. Angie Hope. Please, never stop telling me about your feelings. Before you, I was in a dark place, and now your words give me light, hope, and happiness. I don't care about any rules when it comes to you. It makes me so happy that you wrote to me this morning. I know it's a guy's rule not to write first or write away after. Don Juan. So, you know some of the rules. What other rules do you know? Angie Hope. I know guys don't say the L word first because they think they will scare girls away. I also know the lies a man can tell you. 1. I never felt like this before. Don Juan. Wow. I think you got it all wrong. If I could get a penny for each time I heard a woman say that before, I would be rich. That is the biggest lie a woman can tell you. Well, that and... 2. It's so big, I never have seen one this big before. Angie Hope. I think the biggest lie a woman can say is, 1. I came like 5 times. Don Juan. Wait, you said that to me yesterday. Angie Hope. Well, I kind of lied about it. Only in the last one I came multiple times, at least 5 times, not counting the first 3 times. Just thinking about it makes me so horny. Don Juan. That's it. I am calling my assistant right now to cancel all my meetings so I can see you. Hold that thought. Angie Hope. No, I wouldn't let you cancel. Today is an important day for you, and I want you to do great and tell me all about it tomorrow. Don Juan. That moment when you feel that time stops and you grasp every detail and ask yourself, did I just find the person to whom my heart belongs? My life's meaning became finding you and making you happy until the day I close my eyes. The only thing that matters is your astonishing smile that lights up your beautiful face. Tomorrow when I see you, I will find the courage to tell you the missing words in each message. I won't be afraid to say to you what I truly desire or to lose you for asking if you can simply just be mine. I am far from perfect, but I am not afraid to show you my true self anymore. I'll see you tomorrow. Angie Hope. Just don't break my heart. Don Juan. I would rather die than see you cry. Claudia. I am on my way. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Don Juan. I am heading out now. I am 10 minutes away. I'll be sitting inside the coffee shop. Claudia. Okay. It was actually my brother's idea to hire an assistant to help me keep things organized and in focus. Sounded like an amazing idea until that moment when I couldn't see Angie because of my meeting with Claudia. Claudia was so efficient and sharp. She had a great sense of her surroundings and a badass attitude with a look that can take anyone down who gets in her way. It was like a killer instinct, really. I guess that was why I hired her. And of course, she was the only one who replied to my job post. After meeting Claudia, I headed back to the apartment to shower and to get ready for the meeting with Don Emilio. The meeting place was one of Don Emilio's properties. The place was closer to Claudia, so I picked her up on my way. We arrived to the Don Emilio meetup place. A huge gate started to open up in front of us, and I waited excited to get in like I was about to ride a roller coaster. Look at this place, Claudia. My eyes lit up, and I continued. And this is just one of many properties he owns. I wonder how he made that kind of money, Claudia asked in a tone that insinuated illegal activities. Well, I am pretty sure that to get where he is, he had to bend a few rules, but at his level, even for the police, it must be really hard to get to him. I say this as I drive into the place. Then I add, as long as he does not mix my business with shady stuff, I'm fine. After parking, 2 bodyguards walk Claudia and me to Don Emilio's office. The security guard opened the door. Don Emilio was seated, waiting for us.
Please, have a seat, Don Emilio requested. Would you like something to drink?
Water would be fine for me, Claudia replied.
Yeah, water for me as well. I followed Claudia's request.
Don Emilio ordered one of the security guards to bring the water.
Please start, Don Emilio said, prompting me to begin the presentation.
I started with the problems that sports fantasy was facing, and then I moved to our solution. The door opened right when I finished explaining the differentiations of my startups in comparison to our competitors. One guard had a yellow envelope, while the other guard was carrying the water. The guard handed the envelope to Don Emilio, while the other one served Claudia and me the water.
Today you can walk out of here with a lot of money or nothing, Don Emilio says. And what would determine that? I asked. Are you willing to kill a rat?
Don Emilio replied with a dead serious tone. Both guards then drew their guns and pointed them at Claudia and me.
Give him a gun, Don Emilio said to his guard, just as he walked out of the room. If he doesn't kill her, kill him too. These were Don Emilio's final words before leaving the room. One of the security guards removed the gun's magazine, leaving only one bullet in the chamber, and then handed me his gun.
You don't have to do this, Claudia said, adding, my team will come in any minute. Next time, search for wires, dumbasses.
She sneered at the guards with a brazenness I can't fathom, while I panicked in my head thinking of Angie and what news of my death will do to her. I wasn't about to die after just finding the most important thing in my life.
No one can hear you in this room, the guard whispered in Claudia's ear, and knocked her down with a punch.
You have 1 minute to kill her, or I will kill you both. He stood right next to her, pointing his gun to her head, while the other guard stood right next to me. I raised the gun and pointed it at her unconscious body.
I was right, Claudia. At this level, he can get away with anything, and not even the police can touch him.
These are the words I spoke with a deceptive calm as I lifted the gun's safety lever. Time slowed down for me, lost in thought, playing different scenarios to get out of the situation.
One shot, and two guards.
The one with the gun is pointing at her. If I make a drastic move to shoot him, he'll shoot Claudia before I kill him.
Okay, I'll pull the trigger a few times with the safety on to distract them both while bringing the gun closer to my face as I pretend to look for the safety lever. This will give my arm the height to shoot him in the head as I take the safety off. His partner will either attack me or maybe he'll go for the gun. Either way, I have to neutralize him.
Click, click, click. I pressed the trigger a few times and the gun did not fire as I planned because the safety lever was on.
Take the safety off, the guard with the gun said.
Of course, the safety, I replied, while lifting the gun and searching for the lever. Boom! I pressed the trigger when my arm reached at the same level of the guard's head. This time the gun released the bullet, bullseye, right into the guard's head. I watched his body fall down. I quickly threw the gun into the second guard's face. He tackled me over the desk, but I was able to grab a pen and stick it into his neck a few times until he got off of me, bleeding all over. By the time I got up, Claudia was still unconscious. I took the loaded gun from the dead guard next to her and went after Don Emilio. I didn't think about it twice, because I was right. At his level, not even the police can touch him, but I am not the police. The front door was open, and I heard a woman and a child screaming upstairs. As I was going up, Don Emilio was coming down carrying a child, and behind him was Angie. We both froze. Don Emilio pointed the gun at the child.
Put the gun down, or I'll kill him,
Don Emilio demanded.
No, you are a fucking animal. How can you do this to your own son?
Angie said hysterically.
Okay, I'll put the gun down, I said.
At that moment, I couldn't say more, as I was distraught over the situation. As I put the gun on the stairs, I could only think of how Angie felt seeing me there, thinking I am an undercover cop who used her to get to her husband and that everything I said was a lie.
Take the gun and kill him, Don Emilio told Angie.
She took the gun and looked into my eyes. I could feel anger and hate. But I stood there silent. If I said anything to her that exposed her, Don Emilio wouldn't hesitate to kill her. She pointed the gun at my heart. I could only think of our last conversation that afternoon and the last thing she said to me.
Angie Hope, just don't break my heart.
She shot my heart, thinking I betrayed her. I couldn't blame her either, as she was following Don Emilio's commands, who had a gun to her son's head, and if she would have hesitated, or I would have given him the impression I knew Angie, he wouldn't think twice to get rid of her now that the DEA is breathing on his neck. And as I fell down the stairs, tears fell from her eyes. But I don't blink to make sure my last memory before leaving this earth was her beautiful face. The back of my head hit the floor hard, and my eyes began to see everything in red as I fought to see her for the last time as she passed by me. She stopped looking down at me, but can't contain herself, and more tears came down her face.
"Move,"
Don Emilio yelled at her. She wiped her tears with her right hand. While moving away, her hand swung down, and her tear lands on my cheek. Her pain was torturous to watch, so I closed my eyes. "I wish I could have told you I loved you when I had the chance this afternoon. That I didn't wait for the perfect moment to make it more romantic, and I didn't care if it was over a text. I wish I could have told you all the crazy ideas I had this morning about running away with you and your son to a place where nobody knew us. Now, it doesn't sound that crazy, and tomorrow seems so distant. The pain of dying without letting you know that my feelings for you are real hurts me more than the bullet in my chest. From feeling blessed in the morning to my last breath tonight. But perhaps it is better you never knew the truth, thinking I broke your heart into a million pieces and that I took advantage of you. Perhaps it's better now that your last memory of me is that I am a liar and that you hate me so much that you will never feel guilty for shooting me. And you can forget about me. I only care now that you can find the same happiness I found in you. Use that hate to erase me, as the truth will die with me today. And you will never find the real answer to the question of why I was there and if I played you to get to your husband or not. God, take my soul, but please don't let her lose hers over what happened with me today. She doesn't deserve to suffer more than what she has been suffering all these years. I am begging you, before I am gone, to let her find happiness, to let her find true love.